Hey, this is Heidi Miller coming to you with the final update from BlogHer 2009, actually in Chicago's O'Hare Airport, as I'm heading out back to Seattle. As you know, this was my first BlogHer, and I really didn't know what exactly to expect. So I started out asking people when I met them, hey, what do you blog? I found that a much more interesting question was, what are you hoping to get out of BlogHer this year? A lot of people, it was their first year. Some of them didn't know. Some of them had really interesting answers. Sometimes it was connections, networking, content, to meet people they'd only known online. That was a far more interesting question. I highly recommend it for any conference that you're going to. So, things that I liked about BlogHer. The networking was really amazing. I got a chance to meet people I'd only known online, and I got a chance to meet people that I never knew that I would really like and have so much in common with, and that would be great resources for me, and that I could be a great resource to as well. My roommates alone that I shared a hotel room with were a wealth of information and connections. Things I didn't like about BlogHer. First of all, was the it seemed like there was a very high concentration of mommy bloggers. Nothing wrong with that, but they weren't the type of people that I generally felt I had anything in common with, since I'm a business blogger and I don't have any kids. And it was sometimes really hard to find other business bloggers or people who had similar interests to mine. However, I will say that the Birds of a Feather luncheon really did help with that substantially. Second, the crass commercialism and the focus on swag. As I mentioned in the last audio boo, this was a real turnoff for me. Now, I know that events like this, especially if they want to keep growing, do need sponsors. But it seemed like both the event management and the attendees had a very high focus on the amount and level and value of the swag, and that was a bit of a turnoff for me. Third, the focus on having every session be a panel. None of the sessions were actual presentations of content. Instead, every session was a panel with two, three, or four people, and there was no presentation of initial content. It was all discussion. Now, I think there's a huge value to discussion. However, I felt because every session took questions from the audience, it seemed that no matter what the topic of the session was, the same questions were being asked over and over again. And very often, that question was, how do I get advertisers on my hobby blog? Now, if that's what people are interested in, that's really great, and I think there were some really good answers to that. It was a little off-putting for me to feel like the same questions were being asked and answered in every session I went to, no matter what track I was on, or no matter what the topic of the panel was. I think BlogHer would do really well to provide a combination of actual presentations with content, maybe followed by, say, an hour-long session, followed by 15 minutes or 30 minutes of question and answer, and then combine that with some panel discussions, perhaps of similar or different topics. And this is my first BlogHer, as I said, and those are my impressions. I'm curious to know what everybody else thought, and I'm curious to know what the plan is for 2010 in New York. Well, this is Heidi signing off on my plane, very exhausted and very ready to go home.